Stopping point 5.
Who made the landscape what it is? Who patiently shaped it? And who fashioned it? As Bernadette Lizet, an ethnologist at the National Museum of Natural History, points out, the village of Arboussoles is situated at the heart of a landscape which can appear harsh even nowadays. But the presence of men and livestock left marks on the surroundings which are still very discernible today. We should therefore picture life in this area with very intense agricultural, pastoral and forestry activities. Pacrette Trivino, a resident of Arboussoles, remembers well those times when, day after day, men would shape the landscape.
Les gens vivaient en autarcie. À ce moment-là, tout le monde avait un cochon.
People were self-sufficient back then. Everybody had a pig. There were a few who kept ducks, hens, and also rabbits. And then you had the gardens, and there was even wheat. Wheat was still quite common in my day. Then there were the goats which supplied the milk. They used to make cheese, and then you'd have the kids. Now, we didn't eat goat much, twice a year maybe. I remember those days well. There was a communal goat herd. What I mean is every family had their goats. There was a shepherd who used to live in the old presbytery, but he did get full board, and his clothes were laundered for him because he was a man living on his own.
On le reprisait parce que il abîmait beaucoup ses habits, c'est vrai.
His clothes were patched and mended for him too because he used to damage them a lot. If you had 15 goats, you had to take care of the goat herd for 15 days and you had to feed his dog. So in the morning, he would come round for his coffee and then you would have to make up a bag with his packed lunch. And in the evening, he'd come back to the house for dinner. At 9 in the morning, he used to go through the village. Up and down the main street he'd go, sounding his horn. It was Papette who used to sound his horn. And then afterwards, the next one had a trumpet. Anyway, he'd sound his horn, you'd let the goats loose, and they'd set off for the village square by themselves. He used to go all over the area, and it was like that all year round. He did have an odd day off from time to time, and then someone from the village, a man who had goats, would stand in for him and take the goats out. My dad used to do it because one time he went out with the goats, and when he came back in the evening, over half of them were missing. He had lost them. It was summer and it was hot, and he didn't know where they had disappeared to. And this is how he ended up finding a cave in Arboussoles. Well, above Arboussoles. I know where it is. He came home and half of the goats were missing, so he had to find out where they had gone. Off he went, and he found the goats in the cave.
Il a trouvé les chèvres dans la grotte. Elles étaient bien, elles étaient à l'ombre.
They were fine. They were in the shade.
Here the sun is severe, and the tramontane blows so very strongly. What's the use of fighting against it? But for thousands of years, men have been battling against the elements and perpetuating the traditional skills of their elders, just like Marjolaine and Ron Wild, who keep goats in Arboussoles today.
When I'm in form, I get my rucksack and I decide to go off for a random foray into the mountains. And now and again, it's true to say there's the odd surprise. I'm forced to crawl along then to try and follow the goats. It's not always easy. And sometimes I come across these places and there you go, I let them graze. They eat lots of brambles. Their agility is amazing. They go straight through them. You arrive in the mountains, overgrown with brambles and everything. After you've been back two or three times, it's in immaculate condition. In spring, it's more the new growth. A lot of grass, cistus leaves, flowers. After, in winter, it's more the forest, hollyoak, heather, dog rose, maybe some juniper berries too. They're fond of those. And there you have it. They generally find what they're looking for. I think that goats are like artists. They're a bit like hairstylists. They restyle the landscape. And they add, or shall we say, remove a little something. We make a particular point of taking them along all the pathways and tracks to spruce up the village so that the general public and tourists can go for a walk and enjoy it.